This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 8 years ago, Will Ferrell of Saturday Night Live and the Anchorman movies, to name just a couple of ways you might know him, he and his buddy Adam McKay, the director of the aforementioned Anchorman franchise and a whole bunch of other films, started a company based on a relatively simple premise: funny or die. It's a video website where users would rate the videos, sometimes done in-house, sometimes featuring big-name actors and comedians. They would rate them as funny or die. The company is now a full-blown production house run by CEO Dick Glover and president of production Mike Farah. They're right over in Hollywood. So for this month's installment of Conversations from the Corner Office, the other day we went over for a chat and a quick office tour. And this being a comedy company, Dick Glover, of course, had to crack wise.
This is the floor. That's a ceiling. That's a wall. That's a giant.
I don't know if Glover and I have ever done a tour together. I don't know about our chemistry.
Hang on. It gets better.
I have to go see the horse.
All right. Most offices have a horse.
No, mine does not.
Really?
My office does not have a horse.
Oh.
We got Ms. Pac-Man and whatever that is.
A couple arcade classics.
Dick Glover, you're a conventional sort of content guy. Right, you had long experience in this business. Well, it wasn't pejorative. ESPN and a bunch of other places. You had, Mark Farah, a completely different trajectory.
Yeah, I moved out here from Michigan 13 years ago as a grassroots thing. My first job was working security at movie premieres. And I still can't believe I get paid to work in Hollywood and do these things. People really support everyone's passion and their excitement. And it's like, it's all here for the taking. Like, the people that really succeed at Funny or Die are the people who come in, make the most of it for a year or two, and then leave. Now, as we mature, I think we're going to not let people leave so easily, because I think now our place is as good as any place.
Are you guys still a startup? Do you have a startup mentality?
Mentality, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Work hard, play hard, do well, and take the business very seriously. One of the characteristics of startups versus traditional companies is they are not risk averse. And we're not afraid to fail. You know, we do tons of videos that people don't like. In fact, one of our selling points to the A-list talent is you might be unbelievably successful, do one movie that totally bombs, and suddenly start reading the stories about, you know, have you lost your mojo? With us, if you do it, it's some crazy idea, and it doesn't work, who cares? It's a, you know, cruddy little Funny or Die video. But if it works, it gets as much attention as any hit you've done. And so it's a great environment to take chances, which is almost the total antithesis of what you face in your day-to-day
life. We did this video with Dennis Quaid earlier this year.
Yeah.
That went very well.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where he's yelling at the kid off camera,
And I had nothing to do with it.
Which I thought was real for a minute or two.
Yeah, a lot of people did. WME, his agency, called me and said in all their years of representing, you know, any actor, they had never seen one piece of content change a conversation about an actor's career so quickly as that Dennis Quaid piece had.
I believe that. You guys move really fast. I mean, I've read stories about stuff going from an idea to on the web in like 3 days.
Or less.
Right. So how do you do that?
I love working with comedians. I love creative ideas, and I love getting things done really quickly. Now, it's been great because we've just grown organically to have that include branded entertainment, commercials, TV, live events. Speaking of DC, we just opened up an office in Washington, mm-hmm. DC that's kind of leveraging all the stuff that we've done in the political world. So I love hearing ideas that I know we and I can sell, and then putting people in a position to do that as well and as quickly as possible.
Does the business model work for you guys if you have a smattering of success on many levels and then one ginormous thing like Obama between two ferns?
No, it isn't predicated on those spikes of a piece of content at all. You know, again, we love having those and try, but what it really is a basic core business that we have an audience, whether it's through the social media, whether it's through the whole app strategy that we got, whether it's through the website, whether it's through television shows, and, you know, adding up all of those bricks, you end up with a nice house.
But I would say the value of those huge viral videos is that it keeps us just top of mind.
Front and center.
Yeah,
that was the thing for a good number of days and weeks.
Yeah, and I do think we really believe that the right short comedic content, really any comedic content, can really change people's minds. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Yeah. Hits are important. it's then leveraging those things and taking those hits and showing how we can do those things for lots of different groups.
Yeah. Who's your competition, and who are you sort of aligned with?
Clearly, the competition, we're in the entertainment space, and so you're just constantly trying to get people's time, of which they don't have much. We're in the social media space, so you're trying to get their attention there, again, of which people flit in and out and all of that. And we're in the basic kind of traditional media space, creating TV. So in every one of those, you could argue those people are all our competitors, but in the same token, they're all our partners in things. So is Facebook a competitor or a partner? Is Snapchat a competitor or a partner? Both.
Yeah.
Comedy Central, HBO, people who we do a lot of business with, but yet you could argue we compete with.
Dick Glover, Mike Farah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Funny or Die CEO Dick Glover and president of production Mike Farah there standing in front of that horse you heard about up in the setup, by the way. You can see the tour and the horse as well in the video we took while we were out there. It's on our website and totally worth a look. We've also got the whole interview, all 28 minutes worth, in our new podcast, Corner Office, the extended version of our radio series of almost the same name. We've got a new one for you every month. It's all online at marketplace.org.